And then with 46 seconds left,
Colorado back up to center as the fans here at Enterprise Center rise to their feet. Bouncing puck scores! Alex Kirkwood has tied it.
And now joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line is the only St. Louis Blue we could find to defend them for what did they let happen. As Tyson Nash is joining us now. Tyson, how did your Blues not come through for us?
I know. It was absolutely heartbreaking. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I really couldn't. I thought they had it in the bag. And then Kerfoot, that little bugger, buried one and broke our hearts. So we're still in it, boys. We're still hanging around. But it gets that much tougher.
Yeah, this one was absolutely awesome right here. Listen, you guys lost five in a row in the middle of March, and now you've won two of your last three. What has been the difference, Tyson?
Well, scoring, for one. This is a team that has struggled to score, you know, all year long, really. Very opportunistic about how they've gone about their business. But, again, you hope that five-game losing streak doesn't come back to haunt them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at some of the losses that they've had this year, some of the heartbreaking losses throughout the season, it looks like it's going to come down to one point, one less overtime win. Mm. Or you never know. I mean, you need some help at this situation, but you need offense, and right now all the Coyotes can do is take care of the business that's left, and let's run the table.
Coyotes Kings tonight at 7. Of course, you can listen to Heater and Paul Bissonnette on ESPN 620 AM. We're talking to Tyson Nash. Him and Matt will have the call for you on Fox Sports Arizona tonight. The general thinking is Coyotes in the playoffs, Rick Tocchet, Coach of the Year. I have to ask, why do they have to make the playoffs for him to be Coach of the Year after all the injuries and what they've done? Is there anybody else that you would say you're strong contender above Tock after what he's been through?
Well, you know, you hate to penalize a guy like Cooper in Tampa Bay and what they've done this year, even though they have a ton of good players. There's so many good candidates. But for me, I mean, yeah, Rick Tocchet, it's still the best story in my mind. Maybe next St. Louis Blues that were in dead last in the entire National Hockey League, I think January 1st.
That's true.
And now they've clinched a spot. So what Craig Berube has done, who's also a real good friend of Rick Tocchet's. So I'm sure they had a conversation last night after Kerfoot tied it up late. They've had a few good scraps in their career as well. So I'm sure Tock wanted to grab Berube and have it out with him. But it's still a wonderful story, no matter how this ends up. But I think you have to make the playoffs in order to at least win it. Mm-hmm.
Tyson, I want you to get down in the dirt right now, right? Metaphorically speaking, I want you to talk about players that have stepped up for the Coyotes from a player's perspective, not necessarily Darcy Kuemper recording, you know, 36 saves in a shutout, not necessarily scoring goals, not necessarily assisting on goals, guys who have just stepped up and done their job, the glue, if you will, of a team. Who has done that for the Coyotes?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, where do you start, really? Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of this team. You can't put your finger on just one or two guys. I mean, you look at, we don't have one 20 goal scorer.
Right.
There's not a team in the history of the NHL that's made the playoffs without having at least one 20 goal scorer. So, that being said, this is a team that has done it by committee. And in those five-game losing streak, they were losing by committee. But, again, they're winning as of late. Two of the last three, Archibald is the guy that comes to my mind. This guy's an unknown. Nobody knew anything about this guy when John Chyka went out and got him, besides Rick Tocchet, because he had him in Pittsburgh. But this is a guy that wasn't even playing in Pittsburgh. Comes in, and he's got 12 goals for the Coyotes right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Right. Lawson Kraus is another guy that I just love because he's a big body. He plays old school. He's drawn some huge penalties down the stretch in order for the Coyotes to get on the power play and score goals. And then I mean, I know you don't want to hear the name Darcy Kuemper because maybe he doesn't fit that for you guys, but my God, this guy's a backup goaltender. He's never been a starting goaltender his entire career, and he's got 26 wins on the season. I mean, this is he's been the best goaltender in the National Hockey League since, I think, January 1st, so you have to put him in the category because the Coyotes aren't anywhere near where they're at without him.
Need some kind. It's okay to finish tied as of right now. Coyotes would have the tiebreaker, so you need some combination of three Yotes wins and you know Colorado goes 2-1 or two Yotes wins they go 1-2 blah blah blah. But look at the schedule and tell me which one who's the favorite. It's Edmonton, Winnipeg, and then on the road at San Jose. That's Colorado. The Yotes are Kings tonight at Vegas and then home against Winnipeg. Which one has the benefit schedule-wise?
Well, I would think the Coyotes do, considering they play two of their next three on home ice, where they've had a lot of success. They play the L.A. Kings that are struggling mightily. They're playing Vegas, who we pray to God that Marc-Andre Fleury is not back in net because Subban can't stop a beach ball right now. And in fact, Vegas has really killed the Coyotes down the stretch because they had Colorado in their sights. And again, Subban couldn't mix in a save. And in that one, Minnesota also took down Vegas. So hopefully the Coyotes can win that one. But there's no easy games in the National Hockey League. Some of the teams that are below you in the standings, they're playing so loose. They got young kids that have nothing to lose and are trying to make an impression. So I don't know. It's hard to say who has the better of the schedules. But the bottom line for the Coyotes is they just got to focus on winning all three of these games and seeing what where the dust settles after that.
I'm a positive guy. I think you are as well. Your gut feeling on this, do they get in?
I think they do. I think it's been way too long since the Coyotes had a little luck from the hockey gods. So Colorado's been playing real good hockey. Maybe they run out of steam a little bit here with these next three games. There's a lot of teams out there like the Edmonton Oilers that want to play spoilers. So I've never been a bigger Edmonton Oilers fan in my life. So let's hope that they come through for the boys.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you. Thanks for saying
Thank
yes.
You, Tyson.
Thanks, Tyson.
Absolutely, guys.